Go to HoustonTexans.com to register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with the Texans Community Player of the Year, food provided by Whataburger, and a tour of the Houston Texans team facilities. September's nominees are tight end Garrett Graham, defensive back Andre Hal, and center Ben Jones. Every vote automatically enters you to win a Whataburger VIP pack, which includes tickets to a Texans game and front-of-the-line access for the Community Player of the Year appearance. Welcome back to the show. You know, Mark, last week we talked a lot about this Houston Texans defense, what the expectations were, what we hoped to see, and we weren't really sure because we hadn't seen the defense really all gel together in the preseason games. Just kind of your thoughts.
Well, I'd like to see them not have to play a game where they have two drives, opponent drives, starting inside their 20. That made it very difficult. They gave up two touchdowns like that. They also had an 83-yard drive surrendered in the first half. But after that, they really settled down and played solid in the second half. They put up a goose egg on the scoreboard. That's the kind of Texans defense you want to see. I think they might have gotten that out of their system. The offense has to help them out by not turning it over. But you got to be encouraged. Jadeveon Clowney looked really good, obviously. Watt was Watt. Let's see what happens in game two.
Yep, and I had a chance to sit down with cornerback Jonathan Joseph and talk about exactly those same things and what he thought about this first game.
I think we did some encouraging things overall. You know, obviously it didn't play out the way we wanted it to. But I think, you know, defensively, second half, we held them to, you know, scoreless, first and foremost, three for 13 on third downs, which is, you know, one of our ultimate goals to win the third down battle. They was held to 109 total yards in the second half. And I think those are some of the things that we want to build off of, you know, and just keep that momentum going heading into the next game.
Do you think, and I certainly don't want to put words in your mouth, but maybe as the game went on, was it a matter of you gelling more? I mean, I heard in the locker room afterwards a lot of the guys talking about communication just wasn't there, and everybody really didn't play together in the preseason games and in the preseason so much. So was that a matter of just kind of getting your groove on together kind
of? I think some of that, and I just think some of that first game jitters, you know, in the first half. And I think us understanding what exactly we have to do as a defense, you know, anytime, you know, if the offense turns the ball over in our territory, it's our job as a defense to, you know, not let them score, or worst case, hold them to field goals, and we can't give up, you know, touchdowns and things like that. And I think we just kind of had to put that in our mentality and understand, you know, exactly what was going on and filling the game out. And the more and more that we played that game, I think we just got comfortable with one another. And we kind of let it loose a little bit to where we wasn't so uptight.
Well, let's get off the game situation, off the field for a minute and talk about, you talked about being comfortable together, and I want to kind of talk about your relationship with a guy like Kareem and really all of those guys. It seems like anytime I'm talking to another player, another defensive back, really anyone on the defense, they always point to you about what a leader you are, how much you've helped them, and how much they kind of just saddle up next to you to learn the game.
It means a lot, but I think I take the responsibility just to kind of make sure, you know, everyone's up to the same page, lead by example. And I had some veterans when I got into the league that kind of showed me the ropes and the way to come to work each and every day. You know, don't be late. You know, always stay on top of your assignments. You know, practice hard, have great practice habits, and just be a team leader, you know, and just kind of lead by example. And for me, I just kind of go out there and try to educate those guys about, you know, just football on and off the field, and try to help those guys in any way I can from a technique standpoint, breaking down and watching film, ways that they can, you know, get better in practice, or just point out anything that I may see. And I challenge those guys to do the same to me, because we can always help one another out there at all times.
Carolina Panthers, obviously now the task at hand, you know, the film watching that you've been doing and studying. What are the biggest poses that they challenge, specifically Cam Newton?
I think Cam Newton, you know, he's a multi-talented quarterback. You know, obviously he's 6'4", 230, hard to bring down. You know, he has a strong arm, can make all the throws, and he can extend plays with his legs. And he can, of course, you know, take the ball 60 yards and run down the field for a touchdown. And then he's able to spread it out with Olsen, Ted Ginn. You know, they have Stewart at running back. So he have several weapons around him, but I think he's been able to evolve his game from just being, you know, one of those quarterbacks scrambling around. He's standing in the pocket more now, and he's throwing the ball more down the field, you know, looking for different weapons and not really staring guys down and things like that. So I think that creates a challenge for us as well.
So going back to Carolina, I'm assuming that you've got a lot of ticket requests and a lot of friends and family that are going to be there?
Of course, you know, rarely where you have a chance to get to go back to your hometown and play. I think this is my second time in my career going back there, and this time I think the ticket requests get bigger and bigger. I have 140 tickets for family and friends back home, so I just try to make, you know, those guys feel special. Some of them have never been to an NFL game and things like that, so I just want to go and, you know, show them a great time and ultimately come away with a win.
Do you play any different? Does it make you any more nervous at all knowing you've got that many people there with their eyeballs on you?
I'm not at all, just because I think I have a great following back home. Of course, you know, me and Clowney being from back there. they got those follow us each and every weekend with a ticket on, you know, the NFL Network and those things. So they're always watching, but this time they'll get to watch it up close in person.
And, of course, Jonathan Joseph was one of the top priorities for Rick Smith this offseason when he was able to extend his contract. So good to have Jonathan.
Good for J.Jo.
Absolutely.
You know, and J.Jo's a great guy. But he's not going to help you on fantasy football except as part of the collective unit of the Texans defense. You know who will help you on fantasy football? John Harris with this FanDuel piece.
We are in full swing, everybody. The NFL season is here, and that means you should be playing fantasy football and play America's favorite game at FanDuel.com. Let's get into some of our plays of the week, and we're going to start with Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. They're facing San Francisco. San Francisco held Minnesota to 3 points. Well, they played a Monday night late game and have got to play a Sunday early game. So expect Ben Roethlisberger to make a huge splash against the Niners. And his FanDuel formula at $8,400 is one of the better values at quarterback. At wide receiver, well, how about his guy, Antonio Brown? This guy has caught 9 passes last week, and he's going to continue to catch more against the San Francisco defense. He is the most expensive on FanDuel, but I guarantee you he's going to get a ton of points for you. Go to Justin Forsett, the running back for the Baltimore Ravens. Didn't have a great week last week, but he's facing the Oakland run defense that got shredded last week. Keep an eye on Justin Forsett at $7,400. Another great FanDuel formula right for you. Go to HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass and get in on all the fun.
John Harris with that good fantasy football league info for you all. Enjoy. Yeah. Benefit.
I should have taken some notes because I didn't do so well this week.
Well, Vanderkid won his first game. And I was sweating it out watching Monday Night Football while he slept, hoping he would win.
I'll take some tips from Vanderkid next week. But we have to take our final time out here on the show. But don't go away. When we come back, we will look forward to the Carolina Panthers. Stay with us.
Number of receivers. And he's on target to 10 in. Who can fall?